What's up, everyone? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co. And this is your coast-to-coast guitar and dadding and flipping and just general we talk about things podcast. A lot of guitar things. A lot of guitar things.
Yeah, we do talk about a lot of guitar things. Yeah. We'd probably do better if we didn't talk about guitar things, but we're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
We're doing good. So quarantine, how's it going for you, bro?
Just fine.
Yeah, because you're still working.
Yeah, I think I said last time, I am what they consider an essential industry.
Yeah, you're an essential worker, yep.
Yeah, keeping, as my union put it, keeping the lights on in America.
Yeah, like, so in your house, because your kids are homeschooled, and yes. So like, you know, and you work, so mm-hmm. like nothing's really changed. Like nothing, like I'm sure like things have changed, like going to the grocery store or like just doing things, those have changed obviously, but like your life has not changed really.
Yeah, I mean, other than the kids are a little stir crazy because normally they get to go play with their cousins or their friends
right,
or whatever.
Just go out to the park or like whatever. Yeah.
Or even, you know, we go to church a couple times a week. Yeah. But yeah, so they're getting a little stir crazy because they can't do any of that normal stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're kind of just same old, same old. Yeah, they school
yeah, it's
from
interesting.
Home and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like people are like, oh, it must be the same for you. I'm like, no, my life is drastically different and terrible. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Really?
Because my kids are home 24/7 now, which they're not. They're normally in school. So
yeah.
I come home and my wife is just like in the corner shaking, you know, like rocking back and forth, like just like, and I'm like, okay. And I am still working, like I'm working on my brother-in-law's house still, but it's like kind of like in secret, you know what I mean? Like I'm mm-hmm. not, there's no travel ban or anything yet, but it is like every time I'm like out working, people like stare at me like, why is he out doing stuff? You know what I mean? It's really weird, you know, it's really strange. And like going to Lowe's and like Home Depot is very like weird and uncomfortable. You know, I just like get the crap I have to do self-checkout and then just like, you know.
Boogie.
Yeah, and then just like, you know, douse myself in hand sand because I'm the only person left in New York that has hand sanitizer apparently. And then, but there's no flipping really. Well, there is I'm having tons of sales, which is crazy. It's just, I don't have enough inventory. I can't get new stuff. So it's like, it's really weird. It's really strange. And then obviously like, as soon as I walk in the door, my wife's like, okay, you're in charge. You know what I mean? Because she's just had it, you know? And so now it's like I'm working three jobs. It's crazy. And so, like, I didn't get to do the eBay stuff until, like, late at night. And so now I'm up to, like, 3 in the morning and then getting up at, like, 6. And it's like, oh, kill me.
Bummer.
So, yeah. So my life is very much different. Like, a lot harder right now, so.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We're all surviving. It's fine. It's whatever.
That's right. We're still making this podcast happen, you know, because that's important. That's essential.
Listen, it's 9 o'clock. Everybody's asleep. So, I mean, I got time. I got nothing but time, baby. So,
yeah, you told me that it had to be after the kids go to bed.
Yeah. Because I think my wife literally, like, I put Eliza to bed because she was just being, like, crazy naughty, you know? Like, she was just, like, I don't know. She was just nuts. I don't even know if naughty is the right word. She was just, like, doing cartwheels off the couch and, like, ninja kicking boxes. Like, I don't know what the heck she was doing. She was just being insane. And then, like, just run in and turn, like, the volume all the way up on the, like, they were, like, listening to music on the TV. And she just turned it all the way up and then run out of the room. And you're like, what are you doing? And she's like, what? And it's like, what do you mean, what? You just walked in, you turned up the volume, and then you just ran out. Like, I wanted to hear it. Like, she just couldn't calm down. So she ended up getting an early bedtime for talking back and just not listening. And so I put her to bed, and I came downstairs, and my wife was like, she let the twins just, like, watch some TV, and, like, she took a shower. And then, like, when she came out, I was like, well, I'm going to go record the podcast. And she's like, nope, I'm going to bed. And I was like, are you kidding? And she's like, well, you said you were recording the podcast later. I'm like, it's now later. Like, I just didn't have any. And she's like, okay, good night. Like, that's not important to me, so good night.
I mean, I've been meaning to talk to you, Paul. It's either the podcast or her. You need to make a choice.
You know what I'm picking.
Podcast. You know what I'm picking.
Podcast. I'm in my mom's basement live. We're the Flippin' Flippers, and I'm your host, the guy who lives in my mom's basement. When I mentioned that I had Mountain Dew cans all over the desk in my mom's basement, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So, well, but what's new with me? No, oh, you're still.
No, I'm not done with the new. It's me. Don't okay, jump the shark like that. But flips have been good, and it's interesting because the flipping is all stuff that like kind of sells here and there, but doesn't sell like rapidly. Like I maybe have like 100 puzzles that I've been like building up, and all of a sudden just like puzzles are blown out the door because people are home bored, and tons of like project stuff, like guitar stuff, or like, I don't know, just like Legos and like just certain things that just like don't fly out the door. They just take a little bit of time, are just like booming because people are stuck indoors doing nothing. So it's interesting.
They're taking off.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, like all the shoe sales I had, you know, like last month, I have none, just none. And now it's all just like toys and, you know, like games and puzzles and guitar stuff. And it's wild. It's really weird. So that's nice. It. Now what's new with you?
I built that rack for my studio gear.
Ooh, you didn't even show me pictures.
I did send you a picture.
No.
You ignored it. I did send it to you.
There's no way. Okay, you keep talking. I'm going to keep looking, and then I'll go.
Oh. I even made a TikTok video of the process.
That doesn't count. You cannot say... I deleted my TikTok. I had zero followers, zero friends, and they.
I sent you specifically a picture too, because I talked about it on the show last week that I was going to do it, and then I did it, and it came out all right.
No, it looks awesome. I never saw it for whatever reason. No, it looks freaking rad, dude. I love it.
A couple pieces of trash from work, and now I got all these like knobs and buttons in front of me.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's like raised and yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah. And I didn't realize it until I started putting it together, like that my monitor, but it's the whole computer because it's an iMac sitting on that on the shelf on my desk has put like a nice big bow in the middle of the shelf. So I had to like wedge it and prop it up to put these rack under there and everything. So it was cool. It was fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
No, but it does. It does look really good. I mean, it doesn't look professional, but it looks good.
No, not by any means.
But it's functional, and it's like it doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, no, it serves its purpose, and the problem I ran into though is all of a sudden I needed more power at my desk because this stuff was all just like sitting on like boxes and stuff next to my desk, plugged into a separate outlet and power strip. Yeah. But now it's at my desk. I'm like, shoot, I need more power.
So get Tim Allen over there. He take care of it for you.
And then the other new thing is that I have not been listening to any other guitar podcasts.
Yeah,
any.
No, it's so tough for me.
It's not your fault.
No, it's not. It is my fault. But also, no. I don't. My whole thing is I'm not like traveling.
Yeah.
So I don't have time to listen to stuff. But your
I am still traveling.
Are different. Yeah, I know.
I'm still traveling. My commute is a lot shorter, which is pretty rad. My drive home in the afternoon that used to be an hour and a half is now like 15, 20 minutes, which is stupid awesome. But
yeah,
the main reason that is
last
fault,
podcast on the left.
The last podcast on the left.
It's so freaking good, dude.
Oh, man. And I it's kind of turning me into a foul mouth. Not terribly, but I find myself wanting to say things more that I normally am able to refrain from. So that's your fault.
I'll take full responsibility.
But it's good, man. So
it's great. The JFK, it's like a, they're on like part six, I think, five or six.
Yeah, the last part just
insanely
came out.
Good. Yeah, insanely good. So
yep,
I'm super addicted. So I'll send you a list of my favorites so you can kind of backtrack because they have like that's their four JFK series started their 400th episode.
Yeah.
And that's not counting like their side stories, which is what you listened to first and kind of missed, like you were like, yeah, I'm not into it.
I did and find I like, a side story that was interesting though that I.
Yeah, they're interesting, but it's not like it's like imagine you're getting like half a show. You know what I mean? Like
right,
you're getting
right.
like half a production of a show because you're missing a guy who does like all the work. And it's just two of the knuckleheads talking, and it's not. It's like, It's like the Gear Slum if they had somebody good on it. I'm kidding. Aaron's probably a good one.
If there was somebody good and there was also some funny people.
Oh.
Snap.
Man.
No. No,
but, no, but I, seriously, yeah.
I listened to one that wasn't like a series, but it was still like scripted and like well-researched and stuff.
Sure.
It was just a single episode.
Yeah.
And that was the Alien Sexual Liaisons episode.
Oh, that one's funny. Hilarious. Yeah, that one's super funny. Super, yeah. Super funny. And the thing is, like, the one guy, Henry makes up like a character for every single episode, and they're so funny, so good. So yeah, we'll talk about this more. We haven't really talked about it because I wanted it to, like, I didn't want to like skew your mind at all with like going, oh, did you think this was funny? Did you think that was funny? But now we could just like send a couple people, like Jim Bowers is one, and then my friend Alan, like we'll just send the text of like the funny opening or like whatever, like this part was hilarious, or oh my gosh, like they're, you know, his federal agent voice was nailed it, you know, or like whatever it is. And so now I can do that with you, so we'll be better friends now.
Yeah we'll talk more maybe.
Yeah, I've been so busy. I hate life right now. I am hating life.
Yeah.
I've worked harder than I've ever worked, I think. That's not true, but I'm working pretty hard right now.
Well, I do have some super sweet news for you.
So, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
The super sweet news. I got a box in the mail today with some pedals in it from our friend at El Diablo Amps.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Keep
so,
going.
To put it out there now, El Diablo Amps, we met Alan at NAMM at Blake's Pizza Party, and we were I think we mostly just talked about fuzz pedals the whole time. And,
there was a lot of fuzz pedal, and then he kind of went like, what about some other ones? And then we just went more fuzz pedals.
So for starting next week, so pretty much the month of April or four episodes or whatever, we're going to be doing that pedal thing brought to you by El Diablo Amps, which is pretty cool. So we're going to be talking about things that are in his store, and, you know, so I'm going to send two of those out to you to do, and I'm going to do two of them, and it's going to be a banging good time, as they say.
I'm pumped. I saw all the pedals, and it's like, it's stuff that like I've wanted to play for like a little while, you know, cause, like the stuff's new. So it's not but like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I want to play that. And then like have no contact. Like I've contacted these people or I've just been like, yeah, they're not going to help us out or whatever it is, you know, whatever reason. And we haven't been able to get our hands on some of this stuff. And it's like, it's going to be freaking rad, dude.
Yeah. And I will say one of the pedals that is like not my normal bag, it's a modulation pedal that I didn't want to just do a bunch of like rip your face
all fuzz
off,
yeah,
fuzz stuff. So I threw a modulation on there, and I was like, oh, this, I'll probably just send this ball because that's more your game. But it was the first one I plugged in while I was getting set up here tonight, and dude, it's rad. It's
nice.
I'm like, I don't want to send this to Paul, but you'll probably do a better job reviewing it than me. So,
well, probably not, but that's okay. I'm super excited about this little like whatever partnership, I guess, that's going on. This is a one hand washes the other, and I'm really hoping that it'll turn out good for him. You know, he's like a super nice guy, and he like he's the type of like, I wish that guitar store was in my area.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, He you just talk to him, he's like, what should I get? Like, what should be in the store? What's cool? Like, he wants to know, you know what I mean? And it's like, imagine like, I don't know, like the cool skateboard shop when you're a kid, and the guy was, you know, the guy's like older, so he doesn't know, but he's like, what are kids like? What, you know, and he wants to like make sure the cool stuff is there, A, so he can sell it, and B, because like he genuinely likes this stuff, and I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be good. So, and right now with everything locked down and quarantined, you know, now's the perfect time to do online shopping.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
this could be really good for him. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
So, and I also got a big box. Well, no, I didn't get a big box. I got several small boxes in the mail.
Okay.
Let's just say that I have the same amount of pedals that are all new in my house. But I didn't get one box. It was a bunch of little ones, but dude, so I made a mistake, and I sold my Mystery Brain because it was like a first gen one. Mm-hmm. And there was one on eBay or one on Reverb for $220, and I sold mine for $450. And I was like, cool, I'll buy that one. And then I went over and it was gone. So I should have pulled the trigger like early when I saw it. Mm-hmm. and then just had it like for me sitting there, because the only difference is one's hand wired and one isn't, you know. Right. Like it's and when I say hand wired, like it's on the permaboard or whatever, where the other one's on like a PCB, and you know, it's more modern looking.
Yeah.
But he's doing all of it himself. But anyways, so I wanted, like, I was like, I can't live without this pedal. This is like an always on for me. And then now I can't find one. I did talk to Tavo. There's potentially me working one out there, but that also involves like, I shouldn't have sold it. You know what I mean? Like that kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
greedy.
Right. Like, I mean, sure, I'll make like, you know, $100 or something, you know, but it's like, that's not where I wanted to be. And so, so now I'm trying to figure out what to do. So I bought an Alter Ego for dirt cheap. I got one, like the newer one, for just a single model for $80. And I was like, oh, well, I can flip this easy and plug that bad boy in. Still sounds killer.
Nice.
So I played that a bunch. I got that Fuzz Tone from Sean Wright.
Oh,
that thing's a freaking trip, dude. That thing is like, I don't even know. Like I can understand why, like, bands of that time were like, I don't know about this, but then like my heart goes, this should be on every freaking album, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds so cool. And then I saw Ryan Burke's Affordaboard series he's doing. And he recommended the Snakebite Reverb from
K-Line.
And I had bought that pedal before, and I was like, this is freaking trash. And I sent it back to, I thought it was broken. That's how bad.
Right.
It just sounded so digital. And so I was like, nobody would want this thing. And he recommended it. I was like, man, Ryan Burke is like the reverb king. He's got to, like,
that's his bag.
That's, baby. Yeah, like, if anybody's going to recommend this thing, if it's him, like, it's got to be good, right? And so I ordered it. It came. Sounds killer. Dude, $38 or $36, I think, out the door. And, dude, killer. It's an ambient reverb. It sounds super good. It has, like, when you really push it, because it has so many knobs, so you start to push, like, all the frequencies and all the things, and it will get a little bit of that digital noise. But if you keep it, like, you know, in the medium kind of settings, you're like, this thing is a monster, like a monster. It sounds so good. And I hooked that up with like the Alter Ego, and I was playing through it. I sent a couple videos to Will, and he's like, holy crap. Like, he's like, I'm like, yep. Like, this is like just over $100. And this is like the best ambient noise I've played in a long time. So dude, I'm pumped, man. So for, get one. If I'm not pushing it, but get one. If it's for $38, worth it, man. Worth it.
Nice. I'm set on reverbs at the moment.
I know. You got a really good reverb selection. I only have, so I, my reverbs currently right now, I have I have a Hall of Fame that is modded by Like My Pedals. And it sounds okay, but it's only hall. So I can't really get the noise, that ambient noise out of it.
Yeah.
It sounds okay. Like, it sounds like a hall, but it's not that same churchy noise that I need. And then the other one is on my BitQuest, has a reverb setting. Reverb is freaking killer. Sounds awesome.
Nice.
You can get it shimmery. You can get it hall. You can get it very ambient. It's perfect. The only problem is it does so much more that I don't want it to be my reverb. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you really like the drive in it too, don't you?
Like the or fuzz distortion. Delay is great. Like anything with the fuzz on it, like the fuzz reverb's cool. The fuzz delay, it's like a fuzz ring mod is freaking killer. Like, there's so many cool noises in it, and I never get to play them because I don't want to mess up the settings on my reverb. You know, because it's like perfect right now. So this is gives me an opportunity to swap that out, play with that a bunch, and then I can go back down the road. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm excited to play. I got to play guitar. It was fun.
That's awesome, dude. Proud of you.
I know. I don't get to do it that much.
I actually spent a couple hours yesterday working on a cover tune that hopefully I'll be able to finish this weekend. First celebrity casualty that I've heard from the COVID-19, Joe Diffie.
How do I know Joe Diffie?
61 years old, country singer, 90s guy. He had the song Pickup Man, Third Rock from the Sun, Junior's in Love, like one of my favorite albums as a kid.
Was he in a band or was it just him?
Just him. Well, I mean, the name does not. Band, but.
No. I didn't know, but I didn't know I didn't know it was like one of the things like Brooks and Dunn, even though I obviously know those are different. Those are their names, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, 38 special or something. You know what I mean? Like, I had no idea.
He's just Joe Diffie. He's awesome.
Terrible name. Joe Diffie. Should have gone with a name of a handgun.
Well, I'll send you a Spotify link to my favorite album by him so you can check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
When I was a kid, it was Joe Diffie.
That was it. You thought Joe Diffie was it, huh?
Uh huh. Yep. Nice. Yeah. My childhood was Joe Diffie, Garth Brooks, and Dwight Yoakam and Chris LeDoux. So, you know,
yeah.
That explains anything about me now. I don't know.
So that's I'm just gonna tell you right now. Don't even bother sending it. No, I'll check it out. That okay. That like anything like 80s country, I'm into it. 70s country, 60s country, into all that. Then I get to the 80s or the 90s, and I'm like, ugh. So I
some of that 90s stuff is so good though. Dude,
I don't know. Okay, so moving on. I don't want to offend anybody. So like what you like. I know people are like, I love Garth Brooks and I'll kill your mother. And I'm like, okay, like, well, that's like, you like what you like.
I'm not quite that far with it. But.
Well, I hope not. Otherwise, I don't know if we could talk if you're going to try to kill my mom.
But yeah, so that's pretty crazy. So, you know, that's like a childhood
61
hero.
Is young, dude. That's young.
He's a childhood hero of mine, you know.
And it's just from Corona, huh?
Complications from, coronavirus, COVID-19. So,
wow, that's wild. I wonder if he had like emphysema or something, or like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was like something else that like stacked up to it, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Cause that's like under the like warning age, right? Isn't it like 65 and up or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. But gross.
But yeah. So, doing that and playing the F3. For the rhythm and also the baritone for the rhythm tracks. Mm-hmm. So super fun. I replaced the battery in my Fuzz Rayburn, which I haven't done in like 8 months because it was dead. And I replaced that. So I'm probably going to do some lead work with the Fuzz Rayburn.
Nice. Nice. So
that was the co-brag section.
Co-brag.
The podcast.
Well, I'm going to tell you that F3 is a great rhythm guitar. It's probably top of my list of all my guitars for rhythm. It just has this, like, I don't know. I think it's because it's got that wide body. You know what I mean? It just resonates a little bit, and I don't know. It just plays great. So
I forget. Did you do Ninja 90s also?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It. So that bridge pickup through my favorite position, bridge pickup. Through the Spruce FX Black Friday Fuzz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ripping. So nice. Good. So good. Anyway, love it.
Whatever. Whatever. Brag. No.
Brag.
If you are, if you're home bored and you're going to get a stimulus check, why don't you hit up Jonathan Fellows or Kevin Equitz, and they will set you up with something real nice.
That is true. I know, especially a lot of builders, that it's their full-time gig, too. You know, they're looking for... I'm not saying and it's not a desperation thing, but they need to build, and they can't go to shows to show off their guitars. And, guitars.
Oh, it's got to be a rough time for them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know it's a scary time for a lot of people. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful, even though I'm working like a ton and it kind of sucks, like I'm very thankful that I have income right now, because there's definitely like a lot of people who are like, yep, I'm out of work, and I haven't seen a lot of like gear go up, but I think that will start happening soon in this area. As soon as like, the money kind of dries up, you'll see these like crazy deals. Like, I just need $500 and it's like somebody's entire like collection. You know what I mean? Like that kind of situation. And unfortunately, like that's when I'll strike.
Man, you're such a
well, jerk. If If I don't, someone else will.
That's true.
And it's true. I mean, I had somebody contact me one time. They're like, I'm going to sell everything. Do you know anybody who's buying? And she contacted me and was like, hey, he's selling like everything he owns for like $400 because his motorcycle died. And I'm like, oh. Yep. I'm like, I'll meet him right now. And I bought like a van's worth of gear. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's true. Like it literally like filled, it wasn't a van, but it filled up like my friend's like, I don't remember what she had. Like a, what was that car? The Cobalt or whatever. I don't know. Whatever okay, it was.
Yeah.
And it deal. Filled up. Yeah. It filled up the back and the trunk and with gear. And I was like, jeez. Oh, I kind of felt like it's, I thought it was just pedals. And then she started pulling out amp heads and cabs. And I was like, oh, I probably should have given him more money. But then again, he was selling. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, it's a situation where this stuff will pop up and I probably won't lowball him. You know what I mean? Like, It's just going to be like, yeah, that's a really good deal. Hey, I'll take it, you know? So
I've seen a few listings go up that people are selling things because of this, but not a lot yet. And hopefully.
I think your area is a little bit more because you have like the no travel ban, right?
Not really.
Okay, so it's like ours. Ours is like a not really. Ours is like, I mean, no unnecessary travel, no this, no that, but there's no enforcement at this point.
Right, which, yeah. I have my theories. You know what? Maybe I should say, maybe Let's I should do a, no. I'm going to do a dashboard confessional this week of it.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
I'm going to do it.
So, Patreon listeners, you're going to get to hear my theories and my, I've been listening to a lot of last podcasts on the left talking about JFK conspiracies.
Yeah,
so.
You guys got some conspiracies going on.
So the only problem with the dashboard confessionals is that I'm driving, so
right.
I can't like have a beer and get loose like I kind of want to sometimes.
I mean, you can do it beforehand.
So
sorry, I'm kidding. That was just a brand new joke. That's all that was. Good stuff.
Yeah. So maybe I'll start doing it just from home too, because man, I feel like I could really roll with it if I had.
Oh, I think you would go off. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
But yeah. So are you gonna do that pedal thing? Grab your glass, raise it up, and loudly sing.
So anyways, I want to do the TC Electronics Alter Ego. Now, it's a delay, and TC does their own demos, which I like. They're one of the few companies that I can think of that when they put out a product, do like their own demo. And it's really cool. Like, instead of like somebody else talking about it, they just describe it. There's a few companies that do it that I think do a good job, and I think TC does a great job with theirs. And basically it's just this guy from where, do you remember where they're from? Denmark or where's the one guy from?
Yes,
we've met him and I think he's from Denmark or Belt. I don't know. But anyways, he's got this sweet, like little accent with like, you know, yeah. He speaks English like perfectly. And it's like, you're like, I wish I could fall asleep to this, you know? And so, but basically, it's a vintage Echo delay. But it has like, I don't know, 12 settings or something crazy. Like, it has a ton of different like different sounds, I guess you could say. I wanted to pull up the directions here, but unfortunately it's just bringing me to like the downloads of it. But it's a standard small size format, and it has your time, it has feedback, and it has your level. It's also, it's mono or stereo, which people just, I don't care, but I totally get that people like care, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one's the V2, by the way. They made a V1 and they had a couple different delays in it, and then this is kind of like the final of like what they've done, because the X4 that came out had the same delay pattern, you know, and then some of the stuff, or not pattern, but the same delays on it. So what they've done is they have it has an Echo Rec 2 on it. It has the Memory Man Deluxe. It has, let's see, It has the Telray organ tone. It has it says a TC Electronics 2290, which is like one of their original like settings, like original boxes, okay. You know, like those black ones.
Yeah.
And then it has like a reverse. Like a reverse modulation that has the Boss DM2, which is one of my favorite delays. And then it has a Watkins Copycat. Then it has a Maestro Echoplex. And then it also has a, like the Roland Space Echo. Right now, So like you get a ton of different sounds now. Like when you go through them, they all sound different. Like you're not going to go, oh, that's just like an echo. Like, nope. Mm-hmm. You're like, that sounds like a Space Echo, and that sounds like an Echoplex. Like, they do have that, like, tonality to it. Like, the DM2 is one of my favorite delays of all time, and I put that on it, and it was really, really close. It's like, I think it sounds as good as, like, the Wazacraft one. You know what I mean? Like, really? I don't think it... I think the original, there's a reason why they sell for $400, but it sounds really good, and I don't think anyone would ever care for the difference of $100 for this pedal used or $400 for, you know what I mean? I don't think you can literally like care that much. Now, yeah. The best part about this, there's also a tone print setting in there. So you can download a print off of their website or through the app.
Nice.
And put that on there. So say you like... let's say you're super into having all these Echoplex, you know, like sounds, like echo sounds, and mm-hmm. then you're like, I need a digital delay too. Boom. You just get one from what is that? The flashback. They have like all the flashback ones. You can just put one right in that slot. Then also looper setting.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah. So
how convenient.
Right. Which I just traded my looper. So it's like, oh, this is freaking perfect. Like I had the original one and I really liked it. Then I got the X4, which was huge. I mean, the thing mm-hmm. is like the size of a laptop, like not really, but like a Chromebook, like literally a Chromebook. it's bigger than the Strymon Timeline. So going to this one, now I think the sounds are better and I don't need anything that big. So this is perfect for me.
Nice.
At least for right now. So I really enjoy it. I think out the door, it's like, I don't remember. I think it's 179 or 189. It's very reasonable. It's like their standard kind of prices, you know?
Okay.
I can confirm if you just stall.
I believe you. Overall, it sounds like a fantastic
whatever. Pedal. Honestly, really, really good. If you're into delays, this is a good one. I really, really liked it. And, I mean, like I said, I've played this before. I've had it before. But now, like, kind of, like, going, you know, like, back and forth through some other delays, this thing really, really holds up. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was originally $189, but you can... There's one on Reverb for $120. So, they're reasonable, for sure.
Nice. So,
there's one that's broken for $69. The volume doesn't work.
Yeah, you don't need a volume on a delay pedal anyway.
Whatever. Nope.
To kind of piggyback on that, let's talk about delays for a second, because you mentioned the DM2 a lot as like your favorite delay.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah,
one of your favorites. So I had an AD9, the mini, yep. So the Ibanez.
Yeah, that's a good pedal too.
I loved it. Now, it's a similar color from a similar era of pedals as the DM. Are they doing a similar thing? Like, I've never played with
They sound very similar. I think they use the same chips, too. They're not clones, because that just wasn't quite a thing, I don't think, yet.
Yeah.
But they were really, like, on the same page. And gotcha. I think part of it is just, like... Somebody, I don't know who, but this, in my mind, somebody probably designed this delay circuit and then people kind of just like went with it and probably went two ways, you know, and that happens a lot with older pedals. You know, you saw somebody design a circuit and they took that circuit and then two people did it, you know, that would be my guess. But yeah, there's a couple pedals that kind of sound like that. And you hear people when they talk about the DM2 or the Ibanez, what is it, the 89, right?
Yeah.
They'll kind of say, oh yeah, like these two are like the same. Like I've heard Josh Scott even say that like, oh, either you have a DM2 or this 89, they're very similar, and then just like breeze over it and go to the next thing. And I think that's why. I think they're just like in the same wheelhouse, you know?
Okay. Yeah. See, you know, like time-based modulation stuff is just, I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I
it's
should know
you
more.
Only love fuzz.
I've been digging some rat style distortions these days.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I said it, I'm like, dang it. He's going to freaking brag again.
I'm not bragging. Uh-huh. So uh-huh. I don't know how to read. And so you sent me the link. We literally sent, I think, the link to each other at the same time. It like mm-hmm. both popped up and we're like, yeah, I just, yeah, okay. And then we were looking at it. And so from Solid Gold Effects, they released, I forgot what it's beta deluxe with the LM308. Yeah, 308 chips. And they're vintage. They're from 1986. So it's like, mm-hmm. literally like, this is it. Like, this is like, you might not see these float around again, you know?
Right. Yeah, so like he released the secret stash.
Yeah. So he released 35 of them, which I did not read. And I thought it was like, I just thought it was like, you know, I saw it whenever it came up and I was doing stuff like whatever with the kids or whatever. And I was like, just like grazed over it. And so I like sent Greg an email and he was like, yeah, there's only like 35 of those. So like, no. I don't.
I told you that there was only 35.
You told me there were 35. Yeah. You told me there was 35, but his rebuttal after that was like, oh, there's only 35 of them. You literally said the same thing, but like, yeah. So I'm like, oh yeah, I hit up Greg to see if like we could like try one out, you know? And you're like, oh, I don't think that's going to happen because there's only 35. And I'm like, oh crap, I would have never sent that email. And he literally said like, hey, like no problem. Like that's not going to happen, but like, good luck, bro. You know, but no, he didn't. He was very gracious. Greg is like the best. And he was just like, yeah, he's like, there's a limited number and they're all through Reverb. So like, there's nothing we can do. If you're, you know, down the road, maybe we can talk or something, you know, like, but you know, he's like, I don't know, it's all up in the air. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I was like, oh man, there's only 35. And I went online and there was like three left. And I was like, well, I'm not getting one. And then like, all of a sudden it was like, bloop, oh, your MIMP bass neck or jazz bass neck just sold for $159.99 plus shipping. I was like, buying it right now, buying it. I couldn't buy it. I couldn't buy it any quicker, you know? And I was like, well, happy birthday to me. So it looks, dude, it looks rad. Cause it looks, you know, cause it's the standard box for them, for their bigger, like their dual pedals.
Yeah.
And so it looks like, but like, it's just like, yeah, a hot rotted rat.
Yeah, yeah, it's all decked out and like the rat aesthetic. I'm looking through Reverb right now and it's gone. There's no more listed.
Yes, there was one. So after I bought it, there was one that morning. So I bought number three or whatever left, and then there was only one left in the morning. Then they were gone like right after that. So I'm glad I popped on it. I figured, I'm like, I get it. And I stack it to some of my other rats and I'm not into it. I definitely could probably flip it. But either way, like I like Solid Gold, like those guys are the freaking best. They've helped us out with the stack and, you know, helping out with like our fundraisers we've done. Like Greg is the best. And, you know, Alex, when he worked there, he was just a gem of a person. And so like, I was like, yeah, I want to buy something from them.
So it is the Beta Deluxe, which is their bass overdrive.
Right. But I
so,
don't.
And their description of it read as like it being like geared a little more towards bass, because I think like you said, like you like using the
I love the rat on bass. Yeah, I love a rat on bass. Yep.
So you may end up finding that you really dig it if it's like tuned a little more that way.
Yeah, I think so. I think it could easily become like my bass go-to, but also like I play a telly, so like I like you know what I mean, like I play a telly in like the middle position, so it gives me like that like ratty sound, but then I can throw it into like the bridge and get that like super high, like, oh my gosh, it's killing my ears sound. So I like that too, you know. But I say I play a telly. I have 10 guitars upstairs, so
jeez, man.
Dude, it's gross. It's getting gross.
It's okay. It's not any better over here.
No, I don't know why you're judging me. At least I
can.
Mine are like hanging up, you know, like so at least the family can appreciate them.
Yeah.
What's funny is I usually hang up the ones I'm trying to flip, unless they're like crazy expensive. But like, for instance, that Gibson's just out And it's like hanging on like the stairs, going up the stairs. And my wife's like, oh, is that up there now? I'm like, well, I don't really have a case for it. So like, I don't want it to get ruined. So I'm just going to leave it up there. But I'm meanwhile, I'm hoping that I never have to sell it.
Yeah, I don't think that guitars are currently allowed in my house on the wall. So,
yeah, I thought you were trying to like bring your acoustic or something like that. And then it was like a hard no.
Yeah, I was like, I was leaving an acoustic, you know, like leaning like a couch guitar leaning against the mm-hmm. couch so the kids could pick it up or I could pick yeah. it up or whatever. But, you know, it got knocked over a bunch and kind of thrown around. And then Kim got tired of looking at it and moving it whenever she needed to do something. So mm-hmm. that it was short lived.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I get it. My wife's like, not like I'm like, oh, my wife's pretty cool. Like, but it was her idea. Yeah. Like, I never said, oh, I want to hang a bunch of guitars on here. She just said, you know, look cool, like hanging on this on the stairs. And I was like, and she's like, I don't know if you'd want to do this, but what about like some guitars? Like, maybe you could like put like a row of guitars. I'm like, are you drunk? Like, I just like I was dumbfounded. But then like I was so into it, you know, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, someday.
I showed her some like some people that had put guitar hangers on the wall, but then like mm-hmm. put a frame, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like molding, that. So it looks like yeah. a frame around it. And yeah, I've seen that. I was showing her that, seeing if that would be a little more appealing to her or not. I don't know.
And we'll she see. Went, nah, bruh.
She went, man, we'll think about it. I'm like, okay.
Like, I'm just gonna be in my But then again, like, I don't want to hear this from you. Because you literally have a studio.
Yes. Because she couldn't stand looking at the stuff in the house.
I understand. I get it. But, like, you still have, like, a studio.
It's true.
Like, I get it. But, I mean, I'm the same way. I have 5 guitars hanging in my office. I have another, like, I don't know. I have way more than 10 guitars now that I think about it. But some of them are, like, waiting to be flipped, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have 3, like, going down the stairs. And then I have a bunch in cases. So, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to show them off to anybody. I just think they look cool. Like, anyone who comes to my house, because nobody I know or is into gear at all. Like, I mean, like, I have a couple friends that are like, yeah, no, it's cool. Like, I just play guitar and like, I just buy whatever's new. And then yeah. one person's just like, yeah, no, I have my 3 pedals and I'm totally happy with that. So they don't care at all. And they come to my house and they're like, yeah, that's about the most I'm going to get out of somebody. So I'm not doing it for anybody except for me. I just want to hang them up because I think they look cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and now there's like, I don't know if you've experienced this yet, but there's like this little bit of like proud daddy thing. Like when I got the Fuzz Rayburn, like I wanted it in the house so I could see it all the time and touch it and play with it. And then now with the F3, I'm like, I want this in the house all the time with me so I can look at it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like I hung it up like I like kind of like the new guitars that come around. I hang up on like the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife thinks I'm crazy. She's like, well, what if the kids like touch it? And I'm like, well, like whatever. Like they touch it, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? So,
Yep.
But yeah, I'm there with you. We're traveling together hand in hand, bud.
Yeah. So a cool thing, you know, new pedals come in sometimes. Like today, the pedals came in for us to do that pedal thing. And so my oldest son, he has done those circuit board things. I think.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I've talked to you about those. I don't know if I mentioned them here. But, you know, he builds like simple circuits to make sounds and lights and fans move and stuff like that. It's like a kit for kids to learn that stuff. And so now whenever pedals come in, I take a moment to open them up when they first come in and show him, like, look, these are all the same parts that you use. They're just smaller and doing something different. And so he's been
that's
kind of into that and thinks that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
He's very much a logical mind, like think things through type of kid. So, you know, he may not be interested in ever playing music, although he does like that Anti-Kythera from Deep Space.
Oh, yeah. That is cool.
But he's not like, he shows no interest in guitar. He,
you know what, though?
Had
he's
a little
young.
Interest in drums, barely. But keeping it around, like showing him, like, hey, you like this circuit thing where you're building crap. Look, people build this crap.
Yeah, you know? all the time. Don't send him into this lifestyle. Yeah. You're going to wreck this kid's life.
Guaranteed.
You're like, you need to build me this. Like, you're just like having him build you clones. Wow, you're not the best dad. I'm kidding.
Someday they'll interview him on like Guitar Knobs or Tone Mob or something, and be like, so how did you start in this? Well, my dad was obsessed with gear and cheap as all get out. So he bought me a soldering iron when
he
I
said,
was 12.
Make this. Yeah, it sounds like you like have him like chained to a desk, like build this.
So how young is too young to teach them to use a soldering iron? That's really what I'm getting at here.
Honestly, I was just watching some stuff. I'm trying to think of who it was, and they were talking about how they built their first circuit at like six and like
what?
Stuff like that. Yeah, it was crazy. And I'm trying to think of what it was. But it was just guys talking. I don't think it was even pedal builders. Maybe it was. I don't know. But they were just like super young, building things. Like, you know, obviously with like their dad's help. But
yeah.
You know, I could see my daughter. She's a very like smart person. I don't think she would be into building pedals, but I could see her like having enough like restraint to want to do it right. You know what I mean? So like with like the proper hands, I could see her like not burning herself, you know, and like, oh, let dad help you and be able to do it. But obviously, like, you don't let them loose with a soldering iron. That's
right,
never
going
to be good for anyone.
Good idea.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, people were asking me because I'm working on my brother-in-law's house, and like, I just did all the floors and I just remodeled the kitchen. And like, people were like, how do you know how to do this stuff? I'm like, I don't know. I've been doing it. Like, because they didn't even know I did this stuff. And they're like, I didn't even know. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm like, I just been doing it for a long time. And they're like, well, where'd you learn? I was like, oh, my dad, I worked with my dad a bunch. And I don't know, I've been doing this stuff since I was like little. Like, I just worked with my hands since I was like six. You know what I mean? I can remember building like RC planes with my dad and using like bandsaws and glue and like all the things like you probably shouldn't be doing. But he also like was good at like making sure like I listened when I used the tools, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I think there's a certain age when you can let a kid like participate, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's bad. So no. Soldering iron, let him at it. Go nuts.
I did text you, I think, about the pocket knife.
Oh, I was dying. I laughed super hard. And I think you texted me later at night. And so, like, I was laughing in bed and woke Melissa up. And she's like, what? I'm like, nothing. I was like, nothing. And I was like, go back to bed. And then I read that to her in the morning. And she was like, oh, my God, that made my day. Like, she was just laughing so hard. She's like, he had to be so pumped. And, like, just so let it. I'll let you go. It was just so good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wanted to, you know, I have a couple pocket knives around. And I'm like, you know, he's old enough. He should be learning knife safety and maybe have his own pocket knife. And I had one of my old ones from when I was a kid around his age. And so I showed it to him and told him that, you know, hey, this can be yours if you, you know, want to learn how to hold it and use it the right way and be safe with it. And his response, not interested.
So good. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's fine. Like, kids are super weird. All kids are super weird, and they're just not like quite. They're just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like one day, my son's like, "I want to play guitar," and I'm like, "Okay, well, let's try to learn." And he can't do it. He's just too young, you know. But like, he can play drums, kind of. You know, like he has really good rhythm. So it's like, oh, let's do the drums, and we'll go downstairs and try to work on drums. 2 minutes in, he's like, "Okay, I'm done." And you're like, "What? I want you to, and he's like, no, I'm good. I'm going to go upstairs and play with my toys. And you're like, but I want to show, okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but he's just like, he just doesn't have the like attention span or, you know, to deal with that. And same, Eliza sat down, we did a guitar lesson the other day, and she sat and she tried to do it and she struggled through it, but she didn't get frustrated. It was really good. I was pleasantly surprised at how well it went. And then the next day I was like, hey, you did really good at playing guitar. You want to do another lesson tomorrow? And she's like, nah. Like, just like, what the heck? No. I was like, come on. Like, what's going on?
Yep.
Eh. So kids are finicky. Kids. They'll get it. They'll figure it out.
Yep. Well, you want to take this thing home?
No, I want to tell you one more story.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I've been doing tons of trades with Will the Who, which apparently I say his name wrong. It's Lehu, but he
Lehu.
Somewhere down the road, I think I asked him if I was saying it right, and he was like, yeah, whatever. And so I don't think I ever knew. So anyways, he traded me, I can't remember what it even was, but he traded me, darn it, now I can't think. I traded him so fast I can't even remember. Oh, it was the TS9 Mini and then something else cheap too. I don't know, another pedal. Oh, the Metal Master from Arion, which I already have one. So his was super clean looking, but whatever. I've talked to him a bunch. I've done some trades with him, and he had messaged me. He's like, dude, you still have that HM2? And I was like, yeah, and that's where I got it from, was him. And he's like, if you're interested in HM2s, I have this Lone Wolf Effects audio pedal or what? Lone Wolf Audio? Yeah, Lone Wolf Audio
pedal.
Yeah, the Path. It's the first one.
Okay.
So he's like, if you're interested, I'm like, oh, I was like, dude, yeah, like, I don't know. No, I'm good. You know what I mean? And he's like, okay, cool. And then it's still been floating around. And I was like, so I messaged him again. I was like, hey man, I was like, I'll see what I got to trade. I don't expect a lot, but I'll let you know what I got. And so I told him I got that Boss, PE or BE5 for $20.
Mm-hmm.
That big, like, multi-effects pedal. And I told him, oh, I got this. And then he's like, oh, that's cool. How's it sound? I'm like, the effects sound great, except for the overdrive. I'm not going to lie. That's garbage. Total trash. And he's like, that's expected. That makes sense. And I was like, cool. And he's like, I showed him the other, like the Metal Master and the TS9. He's like, would you do all three for the Lone Wolf? And I was like, dude, if you want, I'll do the Metal Master, the BE5, and $20. Or I would do the TS9 and the BE5. And he's like, well, what about this? And he shows me, it's Eris. It's like a boost. They're like a super metal looking company.
Okay.
And it's like, it's AIRIS, Eris. And they do a ton of like metal looking like pedals, you know, like some of it looks like H.R. Geiger. It did the graphic. And so anyways, it's a boost. It sells for like, you know, like $120 or something new, you know? And so he's like, what if I threw this in, would you do all three? And I was like, yep. so he gives me his address, cause he's only come to my house. I've never been to his. And I go, it's in the hood, dude. It's like 10 o'clock at night. It's in the hood. Keep in mind, we've been under quarantine. People aren't even like allowed to like be outside, like lounging and hanging out.
Yeah. So it's like more strict where you are than they are here.
They are. Yeah. Cause New York City's like a hot mess. Mm-hmm. So like, they don't want more than groups of like 10. And now it's like no gathering other than your immediate family.
Yeah.
So anyway, so like I go into like the hood, which it's not like, it's not a huge like area, but you know, 9-10 blocks of like just like really rough streets. and I'm like, oh, I'm probably gonna get shot here. This is cool. and dude, because it was like the first nice day out. Like, it was, like, 70 degrees out all day. So, like, everyone was outside. Like, there was, like, houses with, like, 35, 40 people just standing out front. And they're just, like, they're literally burning, like, books and, like, blocks of wood, like, on the sidewalk to, like, just be like, oh, we're having a bonfire because we haven't done anything. You know what I mean? Super, super weird. So, I go to this kid's house and, like, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to get beat up. And then I wait in the car. I text him, oh, I'm here. And then I see him come out, and I go, hey, dude. And he's like, hey, man, what's up? And I was like, nothing, doing good. And he's like, I go, you still working? He goes, yeah, I'm an essential worker. He's like, everybody needs their pizza, bro. I was like, awesome. So, like, he goes, they're all good. They're in the box. If you have any problems, you know the deal. And I was like, cool. And I gave him the stuff, and I was like, I'm going to go. He's like, you should. It was freaking, dude, it was crazy. I'm like, should I call my wife and just say, hey, like, if you hear screaming, like, call the cops? I that stuff literally doesn't bother me, but like, it was just also like, whoa, this is like more intense than I've ever seen it down here. And it's because like people have been cooped up for 2 weeks and not allowed to be outside, and it's cold anyways. But now, Now it's warm up
and get outside.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh man, this is crazy. So nice. Yeah. So but I sold the Aries Boost for $100 like the next day.
Cool.
So I was like, oh sweet. So now I just have that Lone Wolf Audio. So if you guys are interested, it's limited edition green. Hit me up. So cool. Other than that, I got nothing. Be safe. Be good to each other. I don't know. Get some hand sand if you can.
Patronizers, thank you.
Always, yeah.
You are putting hand sanitizer in our children's hands.
Yeah, totally. special thanks to Rude Tech. Keep in mind, guys, if you need anything from him, he's still giving 10% off to any of our listeners. Great stuff. I want to get my hand on more of his stuff because if it's anything like that fuzz, I got to send that over to you so you can play it too.
Yeah, please.
If it's anything like that fuzz, yeah, you guys will be really happy. And then also El Diablo amps. Go check them out.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more to come on that next week.
Yeah, but go check them out. So this is the time to start supporting builders if you have a little bit of extra cash, if you're still working, because this is when these guys aren't really making it. So I think as a community, we're pretty good at supporting each other. But now if you have some dollars, time to spend.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm spending. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. Thanks a lot for listening, guys.
Catch you on the flip side.
I'm not a wealthy man. Don't pay for my suntan. I work out in the heat and the cold. Sometimes I'd like to be the big bad wolf instead of just another sheep in the fold. I hear the rich man holler about the shrinking dollar, cry about a luxury tax. They won't let him ride off his little 80-foot yacht. I'd like to have a problem like that. Oh, I'd like to have a problem like that. Should I buy the Porsche or the stretch Cadillac? Do I want to drive fast or just ride around in the back? I'd like to have a problem like that. I saw a celebrity talking on the TV, looked like a tall Tom Cruise. He's seeing Sheila and Bambi, Linda and Candy, burning both ends of his fuse. He said he's suffocating, he needs a vacation, he can't find time to relax. From all the kissing and hugging, the sweet talking, loving, I'd like to have a problem like that. Oh, I'd like to have a problem like that. Be a one-man woman, juggling hacks. How many can you keep in the air before you lose track? I'd like to have a problem like that. I'd like to be too rich, I'd like to be too thin, I'd like to be too young, I'd like to be too in. Should I kiss and tell and write a book on my life? How much can I get for the movie rights? Oh, I'd like to have a problem like that. Be a tabloid star at the checkout rack. Should I drag them through court or tell them to kiss my facts? I'd like to have a problem like that. Give me those problems, I think that I can solve them. I'd like to have a problem like that.